We leave you with this Christmas reflection from Cardinal Sean O'Malley, Archbishop of Boston.
This is Cardinal Sean O'Malley of the Archdiocese of Boston. On a starry night on the hillside outside of Bethlehem, choirs of angels shared the good news of Jesus' birth with shepherds tending their flocks. This was the very first time that the message of God having come into the world in the person of Jesus was shared with anyone. Luke's Gospel tells us that the shepherds went in haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the infant. The shepherds then shared the news of that discovery with the people of the surrounding area. All of them were amazed to learn that the promise of the Messiah had been fulfilled and went forth giving praise and glory to God. The belief of the shepherds who heard the voices of the angels and of the people who heard the shepherds' testimony set into motion a sharing of faith that has endured for more than two millennia and has spread to the corners of the world. We can barely imagine how much less our lives would be if those who heard Jesus' birth that first Christmas night did not believe, or if they did not share the joyous news with their families, friends, and communities. But the people did believe. They did share the news, and we celebrate that the Word became man and dwelt among us. The ancient world of Bethlehem needed the faith and enthusiasm of those who proclaimed the truth of Jesus Christ, and so does our world today. In too many ways, the darkness of oppression, persecution, and lack of respect for human dignity threatens to overshadow us. And in too many ways, the truth that each and every person is created in the image and likeness of God is denied. The light of Christ shines through all the darkness and guides us. It strengthens and sustains us in our most difficult moments. It assures us of the promise of eternal life. As the people of the church, we must share our faith with those around us, our families, friends, and communities, and so let the light of Christ shine forth in our world. We must work together as brothers and sisters to dispel the darkness and to help one another to live lives called to holiness. By doing so, we give the greatest and most enduring gift, the gift of life in Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas.